You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, let me start off first with an announcement. The weekend of the 4th, I'm going to be completely indisposed. I'm going to be out of town, family obligation. You guys know the deal. Second, let me give you guys a humble apology for not keeping up on HMT. Got a lot of great articles, and yes, you guys are thoroughly deserving of a marathon. Now, with those two announcements out of the way, gentlemen, society in general, lots of people have been thoroughly exposed for who they truly are. Now, I was doing a random search and a misplaced keystroke led me to this article. Gentlemen, the sense of apathy is worldwide as more and more people, particularly men, have decided, you know what? I'm opting out. Now, this article comes out of China. Oh, yeah. You guys know about the lying flat movement? Well, I'm not going to say it's a movement. Just like MGTOW is not a movement. Just like Red Pill is not a movement. So yes, let me correct myself and say the lying flat philosophy. Oh yeah, they've decided to up the ante. Now this article was published on the 19th of May. New Chinese buzzword, quote unquote, let it rot, takes lying flat to new heights. Oh, gentlemen. This is wonderful. Why? Because more and more young men around the world have said, you know what? I'm done. I am not going to work myself into an early grave. Now, when it comes to over here in America, a lot of the old boomers and a lot of the older Gen Xers are constantly complaining about the young people not wanting to work. I have to stop myself and say, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. What incentive do these young people have to actually get out and work? Incentives drive behavior. And a lot of young men in particular have said, I see no incentive to go beyond the bare minimum, especially out here in California. Housing costs through the roof, gas through the roof, food going up. Everything that a person needs to sustain a basic existence has gone way too damn expensive. Inflation. Oh, yeah. So once again, what is the incentive for these young people, particularly young men, to get into the workforce? Hey, I see nothing. And you know what? I understand why these younger men have dropped out. Relationships? Oh, no. But anyway, back to the article that is repetitive, and I understand why it's repetitive. The lying flat generation has decided to stop caring altogether and simply let it rot. Oh, I can't say that term without just laughing from a good healthy place. Because, hey, this world has treated men so bad that those of us who actually have truly awakened have said, you know what? No, let it burn, let it rot, let it fall apart. There is no need for a violent revolution when the best thing we can do is simply nothing. Even with countless errands on your to-do list, do you find yourself taking excessive breaks, scrolling through social media, or binging one Netflix series after another? If yes, congratulations. You've joined the ranks of Chinese youth who are quote-unquote lying flat, or at least claim to do so. In this involuted era, triggered by China's intense 996 work culture, new slang terms are being coined to capture young people's sense of doom and despondency. The latest to join the Chinese lexicon is quote-unquote, let it rot, by Lan. Now, this is a tweet from Chang Chi. 2021 was the year of Tang Ping, aka lying flat. One by one, Chinese youths began to opt out of a system where additional effort no longer tracked additional rewards, i.e., what I just said, incentives drive behavior. There is no positive incentive, excuse me. So guess what? There will be no positive effort, i.e. positive behavior. In fact, the system was so overheated, rewards often decreased with added effort. They called it quote unquote involution. 2022 is the year where Chinese choose to buy lan. Buy lan means to actively embrace a bad situation, i.e. let it deteriorate further, rather than to try and flip it into a good one. i.e., you know what? Things have gotten so bad that yes, this society, this world does not need to be fixed. The only way that things can be fixed is through destruction. Yes, nothing can be created without something being first destroyed. Let it rot means to let things that are already beyond repair deteriorate. Some suspect that the word originated from NBA fan circles and was used to describe teams that intentionally tank games or lose on purpose to secure a competitive advantage in the next round. Other netizens on Weibo have shared familiar and similar sentiments with comments such as, lately, I really want to buy lan. There's just too much going on in my life. Unsurprisingly, many of said commenters are caught in Shanghai's drawn-out lockdown or other cities in China that are experiencing movement restrictions. The buzzword describes how they've gone into quote-unquote goblin mode and are enjoying it. You guys know there's a famous quote that says, solitude is a dangerous thing. Why? Because it can become addictive. And yes, a lot of us who live by ourselves, that solitude that we enjoy, yeah, no one comes into the castle unless they're there for a specific purpose for a specific time. Other netizens on Weibo have said, yep, they feel the same way. But, of course, more and more people across the world, not just in China, but the world in general, are saying, you know what? Nope. This current environment that I'm in has become so hostile, so toxic, that, yeah, there is no need for me to even think about doing anything to actually try to save it. Hey, this is what the world has produced. It is what it is. More and more people are waking up. They realized the gravity of the situation. They've seen the dumpster fires and train wrecks of their society and said, you know what? I'm just going to make the best decision for me, which is I'm opting out. I'm doing the barest of bare minimums. Leave me the hell alone. So yeah, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you normie women out there, a lot of power across economic, social, political lines are going out. Feminism and all of the quote-unquote goodies you think you're going to gain from feminism will go out right along with it. Because the main driving force behind those quote-unquote goodies, which are men, more and more of us are saying, you know what? We're done. Either we're going to become herbivores, we're going to become red pillars, we're going MGTOW, SYSBM, or in the Chinese case, they're deciding to just go ahead and let it rot. All of those philosophies, ladies, you had a hand in creating. So enjoy your creation. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.